In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Most of you probably know the story of the widow's mite. We read about it in the Gospels of Mark and Luke. And in that story, we're told that Christ was one day in the temple, standing next to the treasury, as it says in the King James Version, whatever that means, obviously wherever some kind of a container or some person that they were handing the money to as they were making donations. And he watched as many people came up and gave quite a bit. Some gave less. But then he saw this poor widow who had two mites and donated those. And Christ said that she had given more than everyone else who was there because they had given out of their abundance, but she had given everything that she had. And just that you know what a mite is, a mite would be what a working man in that time would have taken about 6 minutes to have earned in an average day's wages. So it was a very small amount of money. Now, of course, this is true, obviously, with regard to what we give to the church, what we give to the poor. But St. Ignaty Brancheninov talks about this story in relation to prayer. He says that many of us are very poor spiritually. We haven't made it very far down the road spiritually. And so in that respect, we're like this widow. But that if we pray and we give everything that we have in that prayer, even if it's no more than the prayer of the publican, God be merciful to me, a sinner. But if we're really praying sincerely, then we've given more than people who spend many hours in prayer. But the question is how do we get beyond that point of being the poor widow that only has two mites? How do we increase our prayer life? We're on the eve of a fast, not the strictest fast during the year, but a fairly long fast. And every fast that we have is another opportunity for us to refocus ourselves spiritually to try to make some progress. And so we especially should focus on our prayer life. St. John Climacus says that prayer is the mirror of the soul of the monk, and that's true of each and every one of us. Our prayer life tells us where we are spiritually. St. Ignaty Brancheninov says that every ascetic labor that we engage in exists solely for the purpose of helping us to pray. So when we fast, when we do prostrations, when we stand in church, all of these things that we do are there, and we do these things so that we can pray. They're there to help us for that purpose. And so if you keep the fast but you're not praying more, if you keep the fast and you're not giving alms, then you're really not accomplishing what the purpose of that fast is, because even the giving of alms is another way of helping us to pray. The most important thing that we need to do in terms of our prayer life is we have to establish a consistent prayer rule. And even if we do it poorly, even if we don't feel like God hears us, even if we often lose our attention, it's important and crucial that we not give up and that we maintain that. Because if you're not trying to pray, you're never going to get to the point where you're praying better than you are now. Also, when we pray, it's important that we think about our attitude in prayer. When we pray, our prayer has to be rooted in humility and repentance. As we say in the 50th Psalm, a sacrifice unto God is a broken spirit, a heart that is broken and humbled God will not despise. The prophet and King David said this after he had fallen into the sin of both adultery and murder, and he understood that even though he was guilty of these things, that if he came before God with a broken spirit and a contrite and humble heart, that God would not despise him but would accept him. And so when we stand in prayer, it's important for us to stand with a sense of our sinfulness, of our unworthiness. In the epistle reading, we heard about how we're not saved by works. A lot of people misread that into thinking that we're saved by faith, not by works, but actually it says we're saved by grace through faith, not by works, lest any man should boast. So we don't earn our salvation by the things that we do. We could spend hours every day in prayer, and we're not going to earn our salvation. We are unworthy. But the faith that's required for us to be saved is a faith that works, as we're told elsewhere in Scripture. It's a faith that works by love. And so for us to be open to that grace, to be able to receive that grace, we need to have a faith that works. And so we need to stand with that proper attitude. We need to stand before God as if we are a convict that's awaiting our sentence. But paradoxically, we need to stand there like that convict with an assurance that the person that's going to give us that sentence is merciful and he will pardon us if we simply ask. But we don't come before God boasting. We don't come before God saying, God, you owe me, or that I've done everything I need to do, God, so now bestow upon me all the things that you say in Scripture that you owe me, because that's not how it works. God doesn't owe us anything, but like a loving father to his children, he wants to give us these things. We just have to approach him in the right way so that we're able to receive it. Also, it's important to keep in mind that the soul of prayer is attention. And the best way, the fathers tell us, for us to achieve attention is for us to pray slowly and to wrap our minds around the words. St. John of Kronstadt says that we need to listen to ourselves when we pray and let the words resonate in our hearts. And this is one of the reasons why it's important in terms of our prayer rule, not that we do long prayers, but that we pray the prayers that we do pray with attention. And St. John Climacus tells us that though we may lose our attention repeatedly, we simply have to dust ourselves off, pick ourselves up, and refocus and try again. And that if we do this, that God will honor our effort. And he also says that if someone is trying to learn how to pray, no matter what someone tells you, they can't describe to you how to pray. They can give you pointers, but the only way you're going to learn how to pray is to keep doing it. And then if you keep doing it and following the counsel of the fathers, you'll get to a point where you have a sense that you're praying in a good way. In terms of a prayer rule, if you have a prayer book, you'll see that the morning and evening prayers are pretty lengthy for most of us. It takes about 20 minutes to do all the prayers that are in the prayer book. But if you compare different prayer books, you'll see that there are different prayers in there, so there's no magical formula about the prayers that are in the prayer book. All of our services are based on the rule of St. Pachomius. And I keep copies in the altar when I talk to people about this so I can give you a copy. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I have several copies and I'll give you one after the service. But the rule of St. Pachomius is a prayer rule that was given to St. Pachomius, one of the desert fathers, by an angel, and it's a very simple rule. And as I said, if you compare it with the various services that we do, you'll see that the structure is basically built upon this in almost every case. But it's the Trisagion prayers that we do, followed by the 50th Psalm and the Creed, and then it's the Jesus prayer, done 100 times, followed by the dismissal prayers. Now, the Jesus prayer part of that is something that varies. Obviously, we don't do that in most of our services, but that's where the content of or the main bulk of the prayers go. You can think of a prayer rule sort of as two slices of bread with something in between, a sandwich. And you have the beginning prayers and you have the ending prayers, and you find that the slices of bread basically in the rule of St. Pachomius, but what goes in that sandwich can vary. And so maybe instead of doing all 10 of the prayers, you could do 3 of them. Maybe you can rotate through them. Maybe you can read some psalms. There's different things that you can do. But it's better for you to have a short prayer rule and do it attentively than to try to do all the prayers that are in the prayer book and to have your mind wandering the whole time. Also, it's important for us to regularly read the scriptures, to read the lives of the saints and books on the spiritual life, because in prayer we're talking to God. But when we read these things, we're allowing God an opportunity to talk to us. And reading these things inspire us to want to do more spiritually, to want to grow more, and so they therefore help our prayer. And it's important that we unite our prayer with fasting and with works of mercy, the giving of alms. St. Augustine, I believe, said that these are the two wings of prayer, fasting and the giving of alms. And so we need to do that regularly. That's a crucial part of our spiritual life. We may be very poor spiritually in the state that we're in. But if we give God all that we have in prayer, God will honor that. But when we give God all that we have, that obviously means that we never are at a point where we're satisfied with doing just the minimal amount. We're always trying to do the most that we can do well. Because if we're truly offering to God all that we can, God will increase our spiritual strength and we'll always be able to do more. Prayer is indeed the mirror of our spiritual lives, the mirror of our souls. Look into that mirror and ask yourself, what does it show you? Use that mirror to change what you see, especially during the fast. Start small and don't try to overdo it, because a lot of times people read a book, maybe they read something like the Way of a Pilgrim or something like that, and they decide, ooh, I'm going to go do 1,000 prostrations a day and do the Jesus prayer for 3 hours so I can attain to theosis. And they do that maybe one day or two, and then after that they're not praying at all. And that's not a good approach. It's better to start small and to build on that gradually, to be humble about your prayer rule, but also not to just try to get by with the very bare minimum. The purpose of our prayer is to prepare us to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And if that's really where we want to end up, we need to act accordingly now. Amen.